lovely listeners. Welcome back to Nastalgia. I'm your host, Nassim, and I'm so glad that you're tuning in. This episode's called A Gen Z, A Millennial, and One Love for the 90s. And that is just a spinoff of the old 90s show, Two Guys, A Girl, and A Pizza Place, if you remember one of Ryan Reynolds' first roles. When I was trying to think of titles for this one, that just immediately popped out. And I'm excited. I'm interviewing a new friend that I've made online. We have a very sweet meet cute, if you will, that I'll share a little bit later to kind of just give you a little bit of, I guess, a confession, a little bit of a, you know, let's expose myself a little bit. This isn't, you know, I think that people sometimes have like fun facts that you're like totally surprised by, right? Like really in shock. And then there's other like fun facts about people that it's like, it's not surprising, but no one would have known. I'm about to tell you one of those, one of the latter. So no one knows this except maybe, I mean, I think I might have maybe told like one friend or two, but it's not something I really tell everyone because it is very nerdy and embarrassing. But I am an active member of a few different fandom communities for the 90s, specifically Dawson's Creek. I know that I've probably talked all of your ears off about Dawson's, and maybe this should just be a Dawson's Creek podcast, but no, it encompasses all of the 90s. But the way that it originated recently has been through a few different Dawson's Creek fan accounts on Instagram. We have discussion forums. I have started DMing these people and created friendships with them. And that is how my guest and Idina met. And you want to know the even crazier thing? She's 19 years old. She's 19 years old. And so this episode is going to be bringing together two different generations. See, for a while, I thought that, you know, me reminiscing is just taking us back to our childhood, right? And then I started noticing, wow, I actually have a listenership that is a little bit younger as well. And then the more I've gotten to know these different fan accounts and the creators behind them, a lot of them are younger, like 19, 20, 21, like in college. And that just brought about a jumble of questions of like, wait, why? Like, why are these, you know, 19-year-old Gen Zers into Dawson's Creek or into the 90s? You know, we're into all these shows. And so I wanted to bring one on so she could tell her story and we could talk. We have so much to dive into and I can't wait to roll the tape back for you. But something that was really cute that I wanted to mention was, so Dina and I obviously have bonded over so much of the same thing. And just in recent pop culture news, something that kind of like broke the internet a little bit, but I won't say broke because that's dramatic, but just kind of caused a little bit of like a dent, was Lauren Conrad from Laguna Beach in the Hills was in a photo with Sarah Michelle Gellar for her birthday. And this shook me because I was like, two of my favorite people. Why are they friends? It kind of was almost like meeting your idol. And they're about like, I think maybe 12 years apart. And so it's like plausible that they could be friends, but also just like how, you know, like what? And something Dina said that I wish was caught while we were recording was, hey, we're just a new Lauren Conrad and SMG. And I died. I was like, yes, girl, we are, because we are also like 12 years apart, but we are the new Lauren Conrad and SMG. So without further ado, let me bring on the Lauren Conrad to my SMG. Dina, welcome to Nastalgia.
Oh my God. I am so excited to be here. So honored. And we are going to have so much fun.
Yes, girl. Dina, I'm so happy you're here. Guys, I know I gave a little plug in the beginning, but I just wanted to reintroduce Dina. And I want her to introduce herself. But for me, it was just seeing her Instagram handle, 90s addict 90210, and Pacey Witter being her default photo. I was like, I need to be her friend. Dina, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
So I'm 19, from New York, and I'm obsessed with everything 90s, including Joshua Jackson.
Yes. Okay, I just want to dive in because obviously this episode is centered around two generations that love the 90s. And I've been so fascinated since you and I met about just you being 19. So can you tell me how and why do you love the 90s as a 19-year-old?
So I get that question a lot. And what's not to love about it, honestly, mm-hmm. other than the fashion, the boys, the TV shows, the movies, I love the bigger picture about it, which was just like the genuine connections everyone had together, the friendships without social media, the iPhones. Like when people wanted to see each other in the 90s, like they would have to hang out, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just one of my favorite things about it, the genuine connections everyone had.
Music to my ears, absolutely. Which it's like mind-boggling to hear, because I feel like as Gen Z, you would think you'd be like, oh no, like how do people live that way? Like how do people live without phones? But it sounds like, I mean, you told me this once, direct quote, you were like, I was born in the wrong generation. Like, tell me more about that.
So I definitely do think I was born in the wrong generation, because when I'm watching like all these old 90s shows and movies, I'm like vicariously living through them. You know what I mean? I wish I was a part of it.
How did you first, because you told me, so you have one older sibling, but then you have two younger. How old is your brother?
21.
20. Okay, wow. So he's still young. So yeah, what was like, did you grow up with like older, like, who got you into 90s culture?
So I know for a lot of people, they get involved because of their parents. Like their parents told them about like 90210 or Dawson's Creek and like recommended it for them. But for me, that honestly wasn't the case. Like it was just something I was drawn to and gravitated towards myself.
Wow.
And I think it mainly started when I was in the seventh grade. So it was 2014, and that new show on Disney, Girl Meets World, was premiering.
Yeah.
And before that like aired, they were showing all the Boy Meets World reruns, and I became obsessed.
Wow.
I feel like that's all it takes is one really good show to just like open the doors to that world and make you want to see more.
Yes, that's such a beautiful inception story. I'm telling you, Boy Meets World was like the thing. It makes so much sense. That show is one of the best shows of all time, truly. Which, so then do you remember kind of what came after that? Like after Boy Meets World, were you like, how did you start this deep dive into pop culture? Like what was next?
In class, we were learning about that story, 127 hours.
Yes, with our mutual love interest.
With our love. So then my teacher, I remember it was like English class, she showed the trailer for the movie and James Franco was in it. And I'm just like, who is that? As an eighth grader, I'm in class and I'm just crushing over James Franco. That same day I go home and then I watch 127 hours. So then, because I'm crazy, right? When I like fall in love with an actor, I search their name on Google and like I have to watch everything they've ever been.
Me too. You IMDb them in their entire discography.
And their entire career. So then I saw that he was in the show Freaks and Geeks, and of course I watched it. Another good, amazing 90s show I automatically fall in love with.
Doc, the best. Literally the best. His prime, which, you know what's crazy, Dina, is I was just doing the math, and so you discovered James Franco when you were in eighth grade. I discovered James Franco when I was in eighth grade. No. Yes, I just checked the IMDb as we were talking. So I discovered James Franco in the first Spider-Man movie. Do you remember the movie with the Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
And he was Harry Osborn or whatever. I think he
so hot in that movie.
Yeah, and that was 2002. And so that was the that was the inception for me too. I think I was in eighth grade. Oh, and I was like, this man is like, wow. And you and I have talked about like the guys that we love, and we literally love the same people, like the Tom Welling, James Marsden, James Franco. Yes.
Love. I feel like with my generation, they're so underrated.
Totally. I feel like they don't even know who they are.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Literally. Like Tom Welling is known as like the guy from Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh.
He's much more than that.
which button Cheaper by the Dozen, like wow, just wow,
wow. Literally. I mean, and James Marsden, like I know now people know him from that Sonic movie, but no
my favorite of him is 27 Dresses. I can't
love 27 Dresses. I just made my brother watch that movie, a 21 year old boy, and he loved it.
Oh my god. Which, by the way, I want to like give you credit for with the fact that you watched Cheaper by the Dozen in honor of Tom Welling's birthday last week, right?
Oh yes. Which of course I also made my brother sit through with me, and he just did not get why we had to watch it.
No. It was like my favorite DM that you were like, sorry, gotta go, I'm watching Cheaper by the Dozen in honor of Tom Welling's birthday.
I had to celebrate.
What led to starting this fan account on Instagram that's blown up?
So what led to that is when it came to like the things I love, like nobody I know in real life is like into the same things I'm in. Like everyone I know is just into like the more modernized like TikTok boys, all that stuff. I can't.
Wow.
I'm not into that. So I kind of wanted to have my own platform where I could just bond over the things I love with people who appreciate it just as much.
So cool. I don't know if it was me, I feel like I would think like, oh, is this too niche, or like, will people care? Like you said, a lot of your friends don't even know. So was that hard to start it? Like, were you like, will people care?
So before I even started my account, I kind of followed a bunch already.
Okay.
And I just saw the feedback people would get and like the energy they would have in the comments. Yeah. Like someone would post a picture of like James Marsden and then comment, I want him to run me over and I'll thank him. And I was like, this is the energy I love and need in my life. So I like opened the door to me to realize like there's people out there just like me.
Seriously. And that's kind of what I really want us to talk about too, is like, I mean, I'm just still shook at the fact of like the community that has like grown out of like fandom, you know what I mean? And it reminds me a lot of like back in the 90s, like when the internet first came out, there was a lot of like forums, right? Where you kind of like Reddit back in the day, where like you have forums, you all chat with each other. There would be like chat rooms specific to shows and whatnot. It's kind of like that. But I just, I don't know, Dina, I feel like, yeah, even the conversations that like you, me, and like Bridie have had like about like Dawson's Creek, or even just like you go on these comment threads and people are writing novels, you guys, like novels about scene meant this to me. And I analyze it that way. Like, I don't know about you, I find myself like sometimes for like almost an hour reading through and like bookmarking posts, you know?
Same. It's amazing. Like I literally bookmark every single post I see when it's like, has like a huge novel to it, because I love seeing people's opinions and thoughts about a scene.
I think for me, I keep trying to like attribute, like, why does it make me so happy? And I feel like it's just like, wow, like there's other people who get it and care as much as I do. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Which we don't see that often in real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of like, I think anyone listening to this who might think like we're insane, I honestly feel like it's kind of like people bonding over like a sports team or something, right? Like obsessing over like a certain, I don't know, like basketball or like the Warriors or something. Like for us, it's just pop culture and that's our thing.
Exactly.
A few days ago, Dina posted a post in honor of Joshua Jackson and the cameo he had in the movie Urban Legend in the 90s. And it's like, I commented, like being reminded of the fact that there's a moment, there's like an Easter egg in that movie where I Don't Want to Wait by Paula Cole plays in his car. And I comment that to her. And of course she knows, where it's like, I know she's my person that will know that scene. You know what I mean?
I love it. For some people, like who probably haven't seen Dawson's Creek, that part probably just passed them by.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
To us Dawson's Creek fans, like that was like the biggest part about the movie.
Right. We not only care about these characters like in their show, but we care about them in real life as well. For the fans out there, Dina and I, one of our biggest things that we bond over too is that we love David Silver and Valerie Malone from 90210 together. David and Val is like, we are hardcore shipping them. I will pause there and let you speak to that for a second.
Like, I feel like that's an unpopular opinion because the it couple is Donna and David.
Yeah.
For Val to come in the show and people like me and you to just start shipping them together, like that's a huge deal.
Exactly.
And the fact that they were dating IRL, Brian and Tiffany, just made you ship them even more.
Exactly. And the fact that you knew their movie together, like She Fought Alone.
She Fought Alone.
I know. So I have a question for you. So when you started this account, and I guess now kind of in retrospect, taking a look back at it, did you hope that it would become what it is? Or like, are you totally shocked that it's become what it is? It kind of, what has been like, if you were to do like a retrospective on it, looking back, what do you feel?
Yeah. So looking back at it, I definitely did not think I would gain this huge of a following, which I'm so thankful for. I just thought this was going to be me talking to myself and like posting pictures of like David Silver. So the fact that it went somewhere and I get to post not only 90210, but Dawson's, which, because my account originally was a 90210 account, but then I started posting Dawson's and my followers love that.
Wow.
Because of course they were Dawson's fans too.
I mean, yeah, the more that I've been like looking into like the Instagram fandom accounts, like there is a lot of really loyal Dawson's Creek fans out there.
I realized because Dawson's Creek just got put on Netflix like not too long ago, like late 2020. And I think that's when the show got even more attention towards like my generation even.
Yes.
Because you would think most of my followers are a bit older, but I know a lot of the ones I talk to, I'm like finding out they're my age or at least around my age. So I just find that fascinating as well.
It's beyond fascinating. That's what I was just going to say. Like even like the three that I mean, you you, Bridie, Emily, like Witter and Potter, I know you know her too. Like the people yes. that I've gotten to meet, like you guys are all in college, like 19, 20, 21. Like it boggles my mind. And then I also just feel like, wow, the show really is timeless, you know?
It really is. Yeah. The fact that it's like 20 years later and it's still speaking to like my generation says a lot about like the quality of the show.
Yeah. Because, you know, I feel like sometimes even my friends that are my age that watch it, that I like talk about it, they're like, oh, like I'm scared to watch it because I feel like it's going to be too dated. And they're like 30 and they're and I'm scared of them watching it. But to the fact that you at 19 watch it and you're like, no, I love this show. That just speaks so much. It's interesting to me. Wow. 90s genre of shows, like what is it that you love more about that than now?
I think this my answer is probably gonna be almost the same to why I think I was born in the wrong generation. It's just like there's a huge difference, which I'm sure you could agree on, when like you're watching a show that came out in 2020 whereas when you're watching a show that came out in 1990.
Yeah.
The beauty of it generally is the, like I said, the friendships, the style. I think one thing I notice most when I'm watching an old show is the style. Yes. And like phones with the cord, you know, like when they have to like take the string with them in the next room.
Yes.
I find that fascinating and I'm just like It kind of makes me want that type of phone.
I know. I love that you want. That's so interesting to me. So yeah, you're not like, oh my God, how did people live that way? You're like, oh, I wish I lived that way.
And I think it's like the quality too. I really love like the old fashioned quality you get out of it. My so-called life.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. We need to do an episode on My So-Called Life.
We really do.
Yeah.
Like tell me that just isn't like the blueprint to the 90s.
Exactly. I mean, just the entire mood and feeling that we were, oh my God. Which by the way, why was the show, it was canceled way too soon. I'm so sad about it.
I hate when, just like Freaks and Geeks.
Exactly.
I hate like, it's just such a waste of potential.
I know.
And we were truly robbed.
100%. And like, it just, you're right. I really do think that show did like write the blueprint for all these other like, you know, high school shows that came out after it. 100%.
So nostalgic.
I know. And Claire Danes, just like a true queen.
Love her. And okay, I think I have a really unpopular opinion I'm about to state about the show.
Okay. Oh my God.
I did not ship her with Jordan Catalano.
Oh my, me too.
He
was terrible. He was bad news. Oh my God. He was totally bad news.
And then I feel like we don't have closure because in the very last episode, in the last scene, she walks away with him.
I know. I mean, don't get me started on like not getting closure. It makes me really sad. Like, I know. And I wonder if maybe they thought they were going to come back for a second season.
Maybe. Other than like Dawson's, what 90s shows do you love?
Thanks for asking. I love that question. I think probably my second favorite is Felicity. Did you watch it?
You're gonna kill me. I have not seen Felicity.
Okay, wait, Dina, we have to watch it together.
Nope. We have to have like a Felicity watch party.
Oh my God, I want to watch it with you. Yeah, it is just such a good, so J.J. Abrams created it and it is such a good show. It's the two like really, really fine gentlemen, Scott Speedman and Scott Foley. And it's totally like love triangle. I think the reason I like it too is like it's the start of it is high school graduation. So it's her going to college. That's like the premise of it. Yeah, and it's actually set in like, she wants to go to Stanford. So like it starts with like, you know, in the Bay Area and like, then just something happens and it follows her journey to New York. So I started watching it my freshman year of college. So I was also late to the game, but it was so relatable because I was in college. But oh my God, it's just 90s heaven. You're gonna love it.
I live for love triangles, so on in first date. Okay, this is so important, guys. The squad. The most iconic squad ever is Freddie Prinze Jr., SMG, Ryan Phillippe and Jennifer Love Hewitt. Like, does not get more iconic.
Does not get better. And I will add to that Rachel Lee Cook. I will add to that like
that.
Tara Reid, Seth Green, like all the, you know, Melissa Joan Hart. God, that's just
so true. And I was just telling this to my brother. The thing about like 90s when it comes to movies and television, the industry was kind of like, unlike now, the industry kind of had the same people, you know what I mean? So like you could be watching a movie
yes.
with like SMG and Ryan Phillippe, but then like they'll have a whole nother movie together with like the same type of people. You know what I mean? Like,
that is so true. You're right. I mean, there was such a, if you even think about it, there was such a long list of like the high school movie, right? Like She's All, yes, That, like Can't Hardly Wait. Like, and there were so many, you can go down the list and name. Yeah, you're right. There was so many, and they're kind of all in this, like you'd see a cameo from one person in one, then the other one, they're the main character. It's so true.
Which I love. I really loved how small the industry was. Like, for example, yeah, like Matthew Lillard and Freddie Prinze Jr., like they have like 5 movies together or so more. True. Don't even quote me on that. They have so many movies together.
Oh, that is so interesting. Wow. They must have had so much Blair. Fun. Yeah.
Selma Blair, she's part of the squad we were just talking
about. Oh my God, we just forgot her. Dude, she's still best friends with SMG too.
I love that.
I love their friendship so much. As I've, you know, as I just turned 31, I think there's moments where I've been like, wow, like I was not prepared to feel old, quote unquote, you know, like to feel like, oh my God, there's a generation under me. Cause I've always been like the kid generation. And then like you turn 30 and you're like, oh my God, there's like a whole new slew of people. And so when Gen Z has kind of come about, I think I've honestly felt kind of disconnected. Like, I don't know the lingo, or like, I'm not good at TikTok or this or that. But then like meeting you and like all these other people that like actually really appreciate like, you know, the 90s, I'm like, oh, maybe we do get each other. You know what, yeah, I mean?
I love that. And as much as there is like people like me, Gen Zers, that do appreciate the 90s, I still feel like there is a bunch of us who don't. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. Totally.
There is still going to be people who talk about TikTok or listen to this new music, which, by the way, music today could never compare to music in the 90s.
I love you. I know. Seriously. I know. I know.
Like, I don't know who my friends listen to, but I just can't. I can't listen to them.
Seriously. Oh my God. Which I'm just so like, for a while, I feel like there's some of my friends that are like, oh, Nassim, like you only like it because it's nostalgic for you. But then like someone like you, who it's not necessarily nostalgic for you, like you genuinely like it. So it's like, no, I don't think it's just nostalgic. I think it's just quality, you know?
It really is quality, because music back then just had meaning to it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas today, like, what are the songs really telling us today? Like, what is their message?
Exactly. What are these lyrics? Like, half of it's garbage.
It's disgusting. Oh, and another thing I wanted to touch on about the people I've met through my account, jeez, is they feel the same way with their in real life friends, where, wow, they just feel like they don't get them or they're not interested in the same things as them. I know Bridie feels the same way with the people she knows in real life. And
wow.
It's just, wait, cool to kind of connect over that.
It is so cool. And it reminds me so much actually of this C.S. Lewis quote that I love, where he says, friendship is born at the moment that someone says to another, what, you too? I thought I was the only one. And love I love that. Right? Oh, it's one of my favorite quotes. And I just, that is what I felt like with you and with Bridie. And like the fact that, I mean, listeners, like we literally have been voicemailing each other. Like we just started talking and you immediately feel a connection. Like you find friends. And it sounds weird, but like,
great is that?
Ugh, it's so cool. It's so cool. And how cool that like you get to be a content, like a content producer that really just inspires and like makes people happy. Like all day you're just making people happy and you let them reminisce, right? It's so interesting.
That's the best part. That's literally like why I do it. Yeah. You know, I love when I get a DM that says like, I love your account. It brings me back. Like that's just the goal.
It's so cool. Do you ever feel like, I guess sometimes like I want to comment like a million times on everything, but then I'm scared of being a stalker or like too much. Like, do you ever feel like, okay, this person's annoying, or no, do you love it no matter what?
No, I definitely don't think that that's stalkerish at all. Like I love it. Like comments mean more to me than likes, because I feel like with comments, they're engaging more with my posts.
Hmm. Absolutely. And they're bonding with you over something that you also really care about.
And that's the best feeling ever.
Yes. Do you have like any like goals for this page, like for this year?
Hear me out. I kind of have a plan, yes, in the works.
Yes.
About a Joshua Jackson streaming service with only Joshua Jackson content. No, I'm so serious, because his movies are so hard to find.
I know.
Right?
I know.
And I feel like I need to be that person who finally puts them all in one place for all of us to enjoy.
Oh my, wait, can you, okay, back up. How does that work? What do you mean? Like starting a, like almost like a Netflix or like a Paramount Plus, like a streaming service? What do you mean?
Well, I'm still learning, but I'm still trying to figure that out and put it in the works. It's obviously not going to be something huge like Paramount Plus or Netflix.
Yes, of course.
But just like something smaller for like the JJ fandom to enjoy or the Dawson's fandom to enjoy.
Oh my God.
At first, I was trying to see if I could put it on, you know, the IGTV videos. I'm going to have to download it and put it somewhere, but I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos on how to start a streaming service, and I'm learning more because I have to make it happen.
That is, I'm really like shook right now. And also like 1,000% because I don't know if it was you and I talking about this or maybe someone else, but like The Skulls is one of my favorites. It's nowhere to be found. I think I had like rented it from the library like years ago.
Paul Walker and Joshua Jackson, like what could we ask for even better than that duo?
Seriously, did you see his wife on Seth Meyers?
Yes, I literally love that she was a Pacey fan like us. Like she's living.
I love it, but it also makes me really depressed because it could have been me. You know?
No, of course, I'm jealous of her for sure.
But like, listen,
I'm not jealous of anyone
except her.
Except I know. Her.
Me too. Like, I can't believe that she actually. For those who don't know. She was a diehard Pacey fan and she ends up marrying him. You guys, like, it's not fair.
No, it's just like, I'm so happy for him. He really does. All jokes aside, guys, I'm really happy for them and they deserve each other.
They really
do. They're so happy together. Like every picture I see of them, they're just smiling.
I know. As I've been doing this podcast and like reminiscing on the past, I didn't think this like treat would come into my life of like, oh my gosh, there's a whole generation of Gen Z that also appreciate nostalgia as much as I do. And so it's just been a really cool like other side of the coin for me. So I don't know. I really sure. value meeting you and just having you on the show. This is really cool.
I'm so thankful for this opportunity. Like not just that, we're literally friends now.
I know.
But I don't know what my love language is.
Yes, that's one of my favorite questions to ask people. Yes, what is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, my love language is literally, do you want to watch a rom-com?
Yes! What are your like top three right now?
Oh, Lord.
I know.
This one is a hard one because the amount of rom-coms I've seen.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, yeah, the favorite three that come to mind in this moment.
In this very moment,
mm-hmm.
27 Dresses.
Oh my
since
God,
we just
too.
Talked about it.
Me too.
This came to mind, Just Married with Ashton Kutcher and Brittany Murphy.
Yes. Oh my God.
How good is that?
And Ashton is just also like I think he's an underrated hottie.
No, he's literally like one of my biggest celeb crushes. Like
oh God,
right next
too.
To JJ. Right next to JJ, Tom Welling, and James Marsden.
I totally agree.
So, third rom-com.
I think my number one is Drive Me Crazy. Have you seen Drive Me Crazy?
Who was the boy in it? He was
Adrian Grenier.
Chef's kiss.
I know. I know.
And it's just so iconic that Britney's song Drive Me Crazy is part of that soundtrack.
That's why they called the movie Drive Me Crazy, was because of her song. Like that was like part of like the rights of like having her have the song in the movie. Good. Was like, you have to call the movie that too. Isn't that so like diva-ish of her? But I love it.
I have to tell you something that just doesn't sit right with me.
Please.
I'm sure you've heard about this disgrace, but they are remaking She's All That.
No. And wait, no. Why?
Oh, you did not know? They're calling it He's All That? And then guess who it's starring?
I can't. Like Zac Efron? I can't.
I wish. That would be better than who's starring. Addison Rae.
Who? No!
No, because this.
Sorry.
It's so disgraceful. They're changing it up so. It's going to be a popular girl going for like an unpopular guy. That's why they're calling it He's All That.
Oh my God.
Starring Addison Rae. And it just bothers me because I know the people that are going to watch it, they're not even going to know what She's All That is.
No.
They're going to be thinking that 2021 cracked some code, which is not the case.
Oh, I'm angry. Do you know who's playing the guy?
Yeah. I don't even want to say his name. You probably don't know him.
Okay.
His name's I'm sorry, was that mean?
No, I mean, I take it as a compliment. Like, I should.
No, you should take it as a compliment. His name's Tanner. The only reason I know him is because he's in Cobra Kai, which I love.
Okay, I haven't seen it, but I heard it's actually really good. Dina, this was so much fun. I'm so grateful that you came on Nostalgia. I'm so grateful for our meet cute.
Yes. I love our meet cute. I'm so honored that you asked me to be here. This was so much fun. I'm just like exposing us, letting them know that it's Saturday night and this is what we're doing. Follow my account on Instagram for nostalgic content.
Heck yes.
When you're watching a movie with me, I'm gonna talk. I have to talk about what's happening in the movie.
Which I love, because for a movie that we've also seen, like Drive Me Crazy, I've seen it a million times, I want you to talk and tell me everything you're feeling.
My thoughts.
Yes. No, sometimes I'll pause and be like, what do you feel like he meant here? Like, what do you think?
I do that to people when I'm making them watch a movie I love, and then they get so mad at me. They're like, you don't have to pause it. But like, I don't want to talk when it's playing. Like, I have to pause it.
You can't miss what's next. Like,
exactly.
What?